The life of an individual in a traditional patriarchal society was governed by rules that applied to all members. One of the rules was that the individual should be clearly marked, especially with clothes, and the woman's head cover was the main symbol of her status. Head covers marked the position of a woman in a traditional society, and any change in that position was followed by a change in the appearance of the head cover. As a rule, a married woman was not allowed to appear without a head cover. As a consequence of this rule, various ways of covering the head appeared, including a scarf, a hat, and an ubrage, a formal adorned head cover. According to the wedding customs of Serbs in Vojvodina, the bride received the head cover of a married woman on her wedding day. She would wear it during every public appearance on festive occasions, when going to church, to a celebration, to a wedding, when visiting people, and on Sundays and holidays. Ubrage is a type of bridal head cover that consists of several defined elements. In addition to the bride's hair, which was combed in a certain way, it was also made up of a scarf that completely or partially covered the hair and was usually not decorated. The upper head covering, in this case the ubrage, represented the main status symbol of a woman and was always decorated. The head cover was made with obligatory additions or inserts. It consisted of a thin, almost transparent white cotton cloth, domestic or industrial. It was usually elongated and rectangular in shape, and the decorations were made using the gold embroidery technique. Gold and silver threads, white cotton thread, and various types of lace were used. The weft and warp of the domestic cloth, woven in two threads, were of the thinnest cotton thread. Embroidery was performed using metal threads over a cotton or sometimes cardboard base, using the flat stitch technique. White cotton thread was embroidered using the letter embroidery, straight stitch, and needle stitch techniques, and the gold threads only emphasized what was already embroidered. In addition to gold embroidery, the garment was decorated with lace that was sewn on three sides of the rectangular cloth. Gold embroidery motifs included stylized flowers, leaves, wheat, poppy bushes, grapes, and flower branches. This ornament was made on the edge of the narrower part of the canvas. The dressing of the girl was done immediately after the wedding. The bride was taken care of by her new female relatives or her friends. For the first time, her hair was styled in the manner described for a married woman and tied with a small rectangular scarf or a cap without decorations. Over that, the ubrage was fitted depending on its size and shape. Extreme care was taken that the folds formed on the fabric were neatly and beautifully folded, and from behind, the ends of the garment decorated with gold embroidery fell down the back of the bride in the form of wings. Additional parts of the garment included ears of grain that were placed in the form of branches on both sides of the face, and later flower branches made of artificial material. These accessories represented the fertility of plants, which should transfer to a newly married woman and provide a biological extension of the family she has entered. Ubrage was worn by Serbian women from the surrounding Sombor farms, but it was also worn by the townswomen. It was worn mostly until the first year of marriage, the birth of the first child, or until a new daughter-in-law came to the house. The custom of wearing this type of head cover was completely abandoned in the 1950s.